The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Danielle McCart, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Good Friday evening, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you for the next couple hours, right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Paulie Rosenberg and I are live here in Lower Manhattan in the Mike Francesa studio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call and be part of the show. And, you know, it's just been another week since you and I have last talked. And another week waiting for the biggest free agent fish, Juan Soto, to find himself a net. And as you can imagine, there are many teams, many teams baited with their lines in the water. But for which team will Soto land, hook, line, and sinker? Nobody knows. You know, Scott Boras outlined some qualifications on behalf of his client at the general manager meetings the other day. And, you know, basically saying that Juan Soto loves winning. That's kind of be first and foremost, but we all know that Juan Soto is also after the bag, so to speak. But the opportunity to win annually was the phrase that kind of caught my attention in what Scott Boras had to say. And to me, because of that opportunity to win annually, the Yankees and the Mets, they're front runners, especially because Boras also said that Soto was really, really comfortable playing in New York. So to me, Danielle McCartan, this decision is going to be one or the other, the New York Yankees or the New York Mets. And last week, as you know, I was supremely confident that he'd be back with the Yankees. I called the Yankees the front runners in the great Soto sweepstakes. This week, though, based on what I saw, based on what I've read, based on what I have inferred, I actually think he's the Mets to lose. I'm going to explain in a second because, well, one, first, why wouldn't he want to return to the reigning American League champion New York Yankees? He's a perfect fit for the team. I mean, he had one of the best statistical years of his entire career hitting back-to-back with Aaron Judge. Believe me, I looked. And this season, Juan Soto posted career highs in hits, home runs, and total bases. And he was one RBI shy of also tying a career high with that too. And, you know, if it wasn't for that pandemic-shortened, very small sample size 2020 season, Juan Soto's Yankee season would have been at the highest in his career, also in slugging percentage and OPS plus. And not to mention that this season, Soto led the league in runs scored. So to me, I mean, that sounds like an amazing landing spot for the rest of my career with that consistent chance to win every single year. And why not do it while having these individual amazing seasons? And not for nothing, but were Steinbrenner and Cashman paying attention at all to the consistency he brought to that lineup throughout his time here in New York, including, most importantly, when the bats ran ice cold in the postseason, including Judge's? The Yankees need Juan Soto in that lineup. The Mets, they don't need him as direly as the Yankees do, but don't tell their front office that. David Stearns said, quote, "The entirety of the player universe is potentially accessible to us. That's an enormous opportunity. I envision us taking advantage of that opportunity and being aggressive in certain spaces." Well, your best bet, and better believe it, that the great Juan Soto sweepstakes is one of those spaces. So why are the Mets the best positioned candidate to land Soto? Well, upon careful consideration, A, with the richest owner in the sport, they can definitely afford. Money is no object for Steve Cohen and the Mets, especially with $90 million in dead money coming off the books in Queens from Scherzer, Verlander, and McCann. So that's like, what, a season and a half of Soto, kind of like, you know, free in a way? And, you know, B, if Pete Alonso doesn't come back, even if he does, and I know the Mets have Lindor, and they could use that superstar face of the franchise type, because Soto fits the bill there too. And C, there is an opening for a consistent, everyday right fielder on the Mets. Starling Marte, he's often hurt. He's got just one more season, this upcoming one, remaining on his deal. And in the interest of, you know, load management, maybe with Soto, he becomes their fourth outfielder now instead of an everyday starter at his age. And then, did you see? News broke today. Tyrone Taylor, last month in October, whenever that was, sometime in the month of October, he underwent two separate procedures. One to repair a hernia in the abdomen, and another to have what they called a loose body removed from his right elbow. So apparently, the timeline to return is 2 months, but, you know, we'll see. So the Mets outfield gets ever so slightly thinner, doesn't it? But the argument could be made this. What held the Mets back was the pitching this season. Not, it wasn't the hitting. Their bullpen was a mess. There was no, you know, bridge from starting pitcher to Edwin Diaz. Not one that's quite reliable either, or anyway. And to complicate things, the Mets risk losing up to 30% of their innings once Manaea, Severino, and Quintana hit free agency. And Manaea, he's already opted out. So you got to ask yourself, would the money be better spent than plucking the top free agent pitchers off the market instead for the Mets? Corbin Burnes, Blake Snell, Max Fried, all three of them maybe even? Again, money is no option.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Object. Snell and Burnes, Well, they're Boris clients. So maybe Steve Cohen has meetings lined up with them too while he's out there. Who knows? I don't know. But Mike Puma tweeted, Scott Boras said the Mets are trying to win the World Series and have been very clear about pursuing it aggressively through the free agent market. So why not all of the Scott Boras clients? I mean, including Soto too. I mean, if that's what Cohen feels would take the Mets to put the Mets over the top, then why not? Unlimited resources. And I know odds makers are not the end-all be-all. But the Yankees, I was on last Saturday, so in 6 days, the Yankees dropped from minus 170 to minus 145, while the Mets went from plus 200 to plus 180. And now the Dodgers are an even farther distant third. They went from plus 700 to plus 1200. So I think we're onto something here. And Mike Puma also wrote this week that a meeting between Soto and Steinbrenner was unclear, and that Cashman recently said it's possible Soto's familiarity with the organization from last season might preclude a meeting. I mean, wow, that didn't reverberate well, did it? Because in new news, what an about face. Just a couple hours ago, Heyman reported that Steinbrenner will be on a plane to Southern California in about a week and a half for a visit of his own. But that is after the Mets and Steve Cohen leave. What? So you're telling me, from a Yankee perspective, there wasn't a full court press on for Soto in the Bronx until just a couple hours ago? Not as soon as that window opened? Why not wine and dine the man? He made it crystal clear to you that you have no advantage over any other team this winter. You're back, essentially, to square one. And I'm sorry, until a few hours ago, I didn't see enough urgency. There just simply wasn't enough urgency. Which was, of course, the theme of the Yankees' entire season for me. But are you kidding? Why would you not pursue him to the nth degree immediately if you're the Yankees? Don't you see how much you need him? And I wonder if, and I'm afraid that, Soto would hold it against them that they weren't first in line, the Yankees. And ultimately, this is kind of really what changed my mind about why I think the Mets are now the front runners for Juan Soto. So obviously, the money talks, right? He'll get the money. Soto will get the money. But it's the feeling of being wanted that Steve Cohen, in my book, has a major advantage over Hal Steinbrenner at this point in time. Because Cohen is, by all accounts, the first to be hopping on a flight to meet with Soto this upcoming week. Cohen is determined. He is not to be deterred. And he is a man on a mission, it seems. And to me, it seemed as if the Yankees were kind of just content with letting how last season went on to try to move the needle for Soto. Or maybe just keep it pointed in the Yankees' direction. And my opinion here, I just don't think the Yankees are making a good enough concerted effort to make him feel wanted enough. And now, with Steinbrenner getting on that plane in, what, a week and a half? The Yankees are going to be playing catch-up to the Mets' pursuit. And it's like, you know, when you go to the Apple store, you know you're about to drop $2,000 on a new phone, which is a lot of money. But you saved up for it, you knew you needed a new phone, and you're okay with doing it. That's kind of the same thing here, in a way. Steve Cohen is getting off that charter flight in sunny Southern California, knowing he's going to give out one of the highest contracts in baseball history. And he's okay with it. To me, after losing out on Yamamoto last season, who only had eyes for LA, to be fair, this feels like Steve Cohen is not going to be denied. He will not be denied what he wants. That is Juan Soto. And he is leaving California either this time or the next time he goes out there, or the next time he entertains a huge free agent at his home like he did with Yamamoto, the biggest fish of them all, the generational Juan Soto, at this point, I'm starting to think he's going to be leaving with him. Because Cohen can't miss twice. Could he? And I know that Scott Boras said that Juan Soto was going to be, that he used the word, thorough. And that Soto himself, personally, wanted to meet with all of the organizations interested in him before making his decision. And I heard he's going to be doing it on live TV like LeBron James. No, I'm just kidding. But look, I respect the process here. Like, I really do. I mean, this is a guy looking out for the rest of his playing career, essentially. But it's also single-handedly holding hostage the entire free agent market. And we can't keep speculating about this. The rest of the market can't pause into late January and into February. So I'm urging Soto and Boras to make a decision, wherever that may be, sooner rather than later, for the sake of everyone. Your thoughts at 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan with you till 2 here on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.